You're now tuned in to the F&B segment, proudly brought to you by F&B Namibia.
Very good morning to all the Eagle FM listeners. You are now tuned in to the F&B segment, and I am joined here this morning by Mr. Mbasuva, F&B Customer Digitalization Specialist. Mbasuva, how are you doing this morning?
I'm good. Thank you for having me, Hinde.
Yes. So let's get right into it. Please tell us why you're here this morning.
Yes. So today I'm here because of fraud. Fraud is an ever-growing issue across industries. There has been an upward surge of fraud cases with criminals continuing to devise new ways to steal customer information and also gaining access to customers' accounts. The banking industry is no stranger to this, but us at F&B, we are not only committed to employing the best financial security practices, but also the most important thing is to make sure that we are protecting our clients and educating them on the some ways of in which they can protect themselves regarding fraud.
Most definitely. And so, as you mentioned, there's a growing concern around the criminal activities targeting bank account holders. Could you tell us a little bit more about the specific types of fraudulent activities that criminals have been using?
Yes, good question, Hinda. The most types that are really taking over the market now, it's the phishing and the farming, where unknown callers are claiming to represent FNB, calling our clients. This is one of the most common activity where scammers impersonate legitimate organizational individuals to get information over a phone call. And in these situations, we always encourage our customers to hang and contact us immediately to confirm the legitimacy of the call.
Yeah.
And the other one I would say it should be farming, where mostly they use fake emails, websites to collect financial information. This can be fake emails from a trusted organization, links to fake websites. It's very important to never click on random or unverified links and always to confirm if the email address is coming from and indeed from the organization you trust. So that's what we need to make sure our clients are aware of. And the most important thing that we also want us to touch on is going to be the phishing one, where there are a few common scenarios. Yes.
Yeah. And what are some proactive measures, what proactive measures is the bank implementing to combat some of these fraudulent activities?
Okay, but before we jump into that, Hinda, let me just take on phishing. So, like we spoke about phishing. So this could be claims that you have won a competition that you have not entered, requesting you to put information to redeem your price, and they claim that you have won large sums of money.
Yeah,
and also agent request, for example, link the link today on or lose access to your account.
Yeah.
So, and this once the client gets this information, it triggers their attention and everything. So that's
exactly
really what we want to make sure that our clients understand.
Mm-hmm.
And also, this one, for example, now also have some SMS phishing. This one, fraudsters send SMSs to our clients, taking some specific action and also sending fake alerts about account issues and also price winnings. So the measures that we have taken place, it's to making sure that we combat this fraud and making sure that our customers are educated. It's making sure that our systems are continuously monitoring suspicious activities and also enabling us to detect and respond to threats in real time. Hinda, the example that I can give you right now, on Friday and Saturday, we have a few of clients that they were receiving an SMS with a link.
Yeah, I actually got one of those as well.
Oh, you are a victim of that. Yeah. It's good. And what we did, once most of the clients did try to report that, what we did, we already sent SMSs to our clients to tell them, please, FNB will never send you such. Please do not click. So this was sent to our clients and also on our app on push notifications.
Right.
We also have implemented some security features on our online banking and the FNB banking app, especially the two-way authentication and also on our e-wallet functionality. I remember, Hinda, we had a few incidents of OTP being compromised, where you need to link your e-wallet to your account, and it requested an OTP. So the OTP is the one-time PIN with a five-digit number that clients receive. What we have done, that we have enhanced our security, and we have done auto authentication. So if I'm going to link that e-wallet to my account, it's going to do an auto read. And if it doesn't give you an OTP, it's going to link without giving an OTP. And if it does give you an OTP, depending on the kind of device and the enhancements on your device, if it gives an OTP, you won't be able to send or forward that OTP.
Exactly. And so I also understand that these fraudulent messages and so on are also coming through social media accounts, not just SMS as well.
Yes, no, it's good. It's a good question. Indeed. So what we have done now is to make sure that our clients understand that we have verified social media platforms, our FNB Facebook, and also the X or Twitter account, and also the TikTok. We need to make sure that if they are receiving messages, or for them to do something regarding their accounts, they need to make sure that they verify that social media platform.
Most definitely.
Yes.
So moving on now, how does the bank plan to educate customers about these fraud risks?
Yes, and Hida, like I mentioned on the introduction, we are really committed as FNB. And I mentioned that we are not only committed to employing the best financial security practices, but also to the client. Remember, Hida, the client made sure that FNB becomes the first bank of choice. And it's for us to make sure that you are protected and you know how to protect yourself. So that's by making sure that what we do now is to make sure that we do some activation on fraud, making sure that we educate our clients and also making sure that they understand on ways on how to combat fraud. When we sit down and address some of these more pressing fraud concerns, especially when we have activations, recently, since last year, we went to the coastal towns, we came back, we went to the south, we came back, we did Windhoek, and recently we just finished in the south.
Okay.
So, and also it's part of us making sure that clients understand the message that we want to pass to them.
Yes.
They need to understand, what should I do once I receive that call?
Yeah.
And the first priority that we want the clients to do is stop, report. Hinda, we don't want our client to say, okay, fine. Oh, I can see they want to try to scam me. Then you allow the fraudsters to keep asking you questions. What you want is just to stop and report.
Yeah.
And we are also in communication with the media, sharing tips and information on what to look for. And recently, Hida, now we just had our ESCO members had also a media session. They were also talking about fraud. And we are going to make sure that we keep doing these sessions like we have now, the one that we are here talking about fraud. We are going to make sure that we run this so that our clients are more educated, they are aware, and they can also combat fraud.
Most definitely. And yeah, and just to emphasize on what you said, if you are just slightly suspicious of a scam call, rather just stop it and then report it, like you said, because in the event, if it is a legitimate call, you can always be called back or called back. So rather be safe than sorry.
100%, 100%. And we need to emphasize on that. We need to make sure that they stop and they report. And we have lines where they can always report. They can contact our contact center on 0612992222, and also we have on 081 number 081-953-6262, and also our fraud desk where they can call 061-292-9999. And also we urge most of our clients also to make sure that they can also contact the Namibian police and to report this fraud.
Yes. So how do you maintain customer trust in light of the rising fraud incidents that we are seeing?
Okay. So thank you for that. I mean, like we said, customer trust and the financial well-being of our customers, it's of importance to FNB.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, the rise in fraudulent activities is a challenge that we are willing to face head on and work together with customers to reduce this. So, and Hinda, that's why now we are having this session.
Exactly.
And Hinda, that's why I said we have been having countrywide activations. And these countrywide activations, Hinda, also, we have made sure that we create something. It's a theater that there's a theater that we have created, so that once in the field, also there's a scenario where the fraudulent, the fraudsters are calling a client. So mm-hmm. it's part of us making sure that the clients can see it. And the good thing about the theater play, we always get clients say, no, this is a good job.
Yeah.
And also we always get victims to say, yeah, that's how it happened to me. And the good thing, some of them, they are willing to share their message and to say, no, I give this and this. And next time now, right now, I know that if they're asking me for my card number, for my password,
yeah.
I know what I need to do. I need to stop, report. I need to stop and report.
Exactly.
And also, Hida, just to, our main focus is customer education, as I mentioned, and also making sure that this communication 24 hours support to our clients to help, so that they can call once there are some fraudsters trying to get in touch with them. And also, we are collaborating with local enforcement, so that they can assist us with escalating fraud cases
mm-hmm.
once they are reported. And I need to emphasize this. We are really making sure that our clients trust us, and
yeah.
we are going to make sure that we educate them,
mm-hmm.
we show them
mm-hmm.
how to protect themselves.
Most definitely.
Okay.
And so are there any tips you would give to customers to help them protect themselves from these kind of threats and attacks?
Yes, Inda, it's a good one. And I wonder our listeners and everyone, especially our FNB customers, we have several tips that we want to make sure that they follow. And they are so quick and easy to protect customers.
Yes.
For example, think twice before sharing sensitive information.
Mm-hmm.
Hinda, we always educate our clients to avoid sharing their banking details over a phone call and
yeah.
online messages or calls, and also protecting your device. So protecting your device, if your device is stolen, Hinda, immediately call our fraud center so that we can help you delink that device.
Mm-hmm.
Call us so that we can also help you cancel your card once you have left or you have lost your wallet. And also, Hinda, we urge our clients, and need to make sure that they understand that every time we always educate them, please, on your card, ATM card limits, put them low, so that if something happens to your card, then the fraudsters won't be able to have such.
Exactly,
yes, exactly. So
yeah.
please keep them low. That's what we try to educate our clients. And also, they need to make sure that, please, Hinda, when you are out there, it's a Friday, you are at a coffee shop, please be aware of public Wi-Fis, because we urge our clients, never log into your banking app or your online banking using this public Wi-Fi, because they are exposing your sensitive information.
Yeah.
And also, what I need to touch on is the security measures that we have. Always making sure that you use strong passwords and also the two-way authentication. And also, on our banking app, Hida, we have the biometric authentication. So the biometric mm-hmm. authentication, we are talking about I can see you have it on your phone, you're using
yeah,
your
yeah.
face.
Yeah.
Some of the devices, you can use your fingerprint.
Exactly.
And everything. So on our app, the biometric authentication is there. You can use your face, you can use your finger, and also there's a password.
Mm-hmm.
And recently also we managed to make sure that now there's a PIN to it. So now okay. you are protected with four levels. And also what we want our clients to do is making sure that if the caller is posing to be from FNB department
mm-hmm.
For calling for card delivery upgrade of an account, please stop and report.
Yeah.
Don't share your credentials. And also to make sure that the public should make sure that they don't involve themselves with activities that are not good to be true.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And when it comes to reporting, just share the phone numbers one more time that people can report any suspicious activities to.
Yes. So I did mention our FNB customer contact center.
Yes.
It's 061-299-2222. And we have an 081 number, which is 081-953-6262. And also they can call our FNB fraud desk, 061-299-2999. And also, Hida, like I said, we are making sure that our clients are protected. We are enhancing our security. Even on the banking app, if you receive a notification of any transaction that went in your account, on the banking app, you can always report fraud on our FNB banking app.
Okay.
Yes, that's how we have enhanced our security.
That's good. That's good to hear that.
Yes.
There's all these measures in place.
Yes, yes.
So, lastly, what would you like for the customers to take away from this session that they're having today and will have every Monday moving forward?
Yes, and Ida, I just need to say, please, I want our clients to really listen, because we're going to have the sessions and have give more information.
Mm-hmm.
What I want us to do now is make sure that we join hands in the fight against fraud, and I want to make sure that clients understand that we FNB, we are committed to making sure that we are going to fight this fight together. We are going to make sure that you are protected. Also, we want you to know that please listen, don't give your information. FNB will never ask for your one-time PIN. That's your OTP, your card number, the loan numbers on your card, and the CVV number at your bank for card, and also your password, your online banking password, your username will never ask for that, please. And remember, Hida, we said, once you receive that call, stop, report.
Exactly.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Because just to add on to what you're saying, even when I do end up calling the bank and they ask to verify that I'm the account holder, even the bank doesn't ask for the numbers on my card.
Exactly.
Like
they ask
for other information. So most definitely, if you get those questions, stop and report. Masuva, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Hida. I'll be coming more so that our clients are educated. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
This has been the FNB segment, proudly brought to you by FNB Namibia. Catch the FNB segment every Monday from 7:45.